Time now for your letters. We got comments on our story last week by NPR's Carrie Kahn, who spoke with a group of 11-year-old soccer players about the Women's World Cup before Japan defeated the U.S. in the final.
Hope Solo's been, like, an amazing goalie. She makes the most amazing saves that I don't think very men could do.
Judy Borgo writes, sports is health, mind and body, especially for American girls and young women. It's an opportunity to develop self-respect through learning, to win and to lose gracefully. Eventually, girls become self-reliant women. Harry Guss adds, when my daughter was little, the 1999 Women's World Cup got me hooked. My daughter and many nieces play to this day, and I really enjoy watching them as they learn discipline, patience, and teamwork. They are learning that there's more to life than laptops, iPads, and smartphones. We also heard from many listeners about our conversation with Rob Manning of Oregon Public Broadcasting. He's following a story about whether the National Marine Fisheries Service can shoot sea lions that are feeding on endangered salmon.
There are millions, even billions of dollars at stake, whether you're talking about the commercial or the sport fishing industry, or all the money that the federal and state governments have poured into salmon recovery.
Logan Fernandez echoed many listeners who posted at NPR.org, so salmon are endangered due to the pollution, overfishing, and now we're pretending to be the good guys by shooting a protected species that are eating them? Unless we start drastically changing the treatment of the rivers in the Northwest, shooting a few protected sea lions isn't going to protect salmon from extinction. The salmon will become extinct regardless. The habitat is just not there. And many notes of thanks about our interview with jazz composer and bandleader Gerald Wilson about his new CD, Legacy. Hester Nadel of Niwot, Colorado. Gerald Wilson retains the same love and enthusiasm for music he shared with his students when teaching at California State University Northridge back in the 1970s. Hearing his voice brought me right back to the time he helped me and my fellow students broaden our musical horizons. Well, we love to broaden your horizons. You sure broaden ours. You can reach us at NPR.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us. We're on Facebook and Twitter. At NPR Weekend, you can find me at NPR Scott Simon.